Today's episode of The Beat is brought to you by the Waterworks and Header HVAC, now together to serve you better, and proud sponsors of Ohio State Athletics. Maybe the invitations were lost in the mail. Rancho Palos Verdes, California is apparently a media event for the Big Ten, except they didn't actually invite the media. Welcome to a Talkin' Tuesday on The Beat presented by the Waterworks. That is Television's Adam King. He has an email address that the Big Ten has. I am Austin Ward. Mm-hmm. I have an email address that the Big Ten has. Did you receive a formal invitation that Pete Thamel mentioned was available to Big Ten media members?
I did not. You know, they're there to talk about expansion. I hear. Is that accurate?
Well, they'll talk about whatever you ask.
Yeah.
And that is the theme of a Talkin' Tuesday.
It's really interesting because that would have been helpful. You know, we do a podcast that we call Talkin' Tuesday on Tuesdays where we talk about asking questions. Well, we didn't get a chance to. I would have enjoyed California. It seems beautiful.
Well, Ryan Day's there.
That's right.
We probably would have liked to ask questions of him.
That's right.
Now, I don't want it to come out as, you know, grousing, press box snobbery.
Sometimes you get a little press box snobby, like disliking Notre Dame's setup. It's a weird place to live.
That's a whole nother conversation.
I thought it was beautiful.
I don't really. I'm kind of glad that I'm not there. We didn't have to add that into the rotation to go cover it. You know, they're, I guess, trying to steal a page out of the SEC playbook where. You know, I remember 20 years ago when I was covering a different program in the South, when it's like, well, you go to Destin the week after Memorial Day. It's all the coaches and the athletic director is going to be there. I'm like, it's May. Why? Who cares? And so I'm glad that the Big Ten hadn't been doing that. But now it's this half measure where they're saying that they did formally invite some people, but I guess you just have to be like on a super special list.
You know, I asked at the last media day about the Michigan investigation. That's probably when my email was
blacklisted.
Yep. They were like, well, not inviting him to beautiful California. He can enjoy Chicago. it's fine. What are we gonna ask him there?
Well, I mean, you're pretty worked up about the 2014 playoffs.
I am so worked. And I hate this conversation, but I will say, like, it feels like it's the biggest storyline constantly. I don't really know how to. Sorry, I could hear myself talking, and that's very annoying. I don't know why everybody's listening to this show.
We hope you stick around.
I need a deeper voice. I don't know why everyone is pushing this 2014 playoff, and I feel like
your voice got you on television. I don't think you need to be picking on yourself like that.
In a world, I. Am I crazy?
Yes.
So you're on board?
No, I'm not.
You're not on board?
I was just answering your question.
Oh, okay. So right now, I give Austin Ward, I guess my first question on Talkin' Tuesday, sorry, it's been a little chaotic to start here. I give Austin Ward the playbook to draw up college football.
Yeah.
How many teams make the playoff?
8.
Okay, we'll get out of here. That's okay. That's
12 is already too many.
It is.
Have you watched these first round games?
That's right.
If you're going to expand, all of us with any kind of common sense would say you go to 16 and you do not need any more than that.
Okay.
I don't think that 12 is necessary, but if you're asking me what should you do moving forward, there are only 2 years of data for 12 and they're already like, no, we're done with this. Let's double the size of the playoff. Why not actually just give it till the end of the contract they signed and then see if 12 actually worked pretty well, if there were consistently teams that were being snubbed. If there was more evidence that supported that you needed to have maybe the top seeds playing home games, like you can tweak some of the existing format with 12 teams without completely blowing it up after just 2 years.
So here's my question, and I wish that I could sit down right now and have just kind of like tell me why I'm wrong conversation. Because sometimes
that's why we're supposed to be invited to Rancho Palos Verdes.
And so I'm pulling up a bunch of stuff here because. Everything is talking about how the Big Ten continues to support this 2014 playoff. But it's not just like, hey, the conference is behind it. We hear coaches constantly push it. Ryan Day pushes it.
PJ Fleck said all 18 coaches are in favor.
I don't get it. And I don't, like, PJ Fleck should be in favor of a 35-team playoff.
Yeah.
If I was... if I was the head coach over at Purdue, I'd be in favor of a 124-team playoff. If I like, as the head coach at Ohio State, as the head coach of Indiana, as the head coach of Penn State, why would you want to welcome more to the club? I don't get it. Now, this is all with
Indiana's already there permanently.
Well, you know, it is.
What a world we live in.
What a world. If this is all to say, I understand that money is a driving factor in college football, and that every program needs to have money to pay for the players to make the playoffs, and so it's a mount that would like almost feed itself there. If you get more games, hey, we can.
Yeah, but I don't know that that's actually true. I mean, I think that's the part that has to be explained in a more compelling way, Adam, is that we have seen the ratings for these first-round games that are lopsided matchups. Ohio State, Indiana, for whatever criticisms we might have levied or skepticism about why that game should matter when they're number one versus number two and they're both going to the playoff, Ohio State, Indiana doubled the ratings of those meaningless, you know, blowouts on TNT or Turner or whoever picked up the rights. Like, a lot of people still watch them, but way more people watched Ohio State and Indiana compared to those games. So how does that actually solve anything? If the thing that you want to get rid of are those conference championship games that people watch and make money for the league in exchange for blowouts between, I think what I saw earlier today was if the 24 team playoff had been in existence a year ago, Ohio State not going to Indianapolis under this current format with no conference championship game would have been the number one seed, and they would have played the winner of Virginia and USC. Why? Who cares? Is that Ohio State's in the game, so a lot of people would watch it, but is that a more compelling product than what we have now?
I think there are a lot of people that would like to see Ohio State take on the Cavaliers of Virginia. Oh. I think they're the same program level.
Okay. No, I may have misjudged that.
So then my question to you is, and maybe this is wrong to look at it this way, but I think if I was Duke and I'm getting ready for March Madness, and every year that they expand this, you can compare it because March Madness just expanded, but they didn't expand it for the games for the higher seeded teams. It's just they've added more lower seeded teams in the play-in. With the college football playoff, that's not what they want to do with 24 teams. They want to make everybody play. Like, they want Ohio State to play Virginia. That only loses for Ohio State. If you win that game, everyone says, yeah, you're supposed to win that game. It's one more game on the schedule that you have wear and tear, possible injuries. Again, I'm removing the money factor from this argument. If you're Virginia, the dream is to have that game. If you're Ohio State, why do you want to make the path to the championship longer? It doesn't. I don't understand it. And it's not like I feel like I'm a crazy person because I thought that if you're an SEC fan, you want the 2014 playoff because I know how this goes. Anybody that watches college football knows how this goes. It ends with November 28th, 18 SEC schools saying we played the toughest schedule. We lost 9 games, but they're good 9 quality losses. Put us in.
That's exactly what Stephen Pearl was claiming for Auburn basketball just no more than 2 months ago.
It's absolutely ludicrous.
Since we're talking about basketball and football simultaneously.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, I understand that it's about money, but if you're the Big Ten and you're sitting in these meetings, do you really think that they're going to pick Illinois over Arkansas? Because they're not. They never have. Mm. They have never given the second half of the Big Ten the benefit of the doubt over the SEC. They will forever argue that a 5-loss Auburn is better than a 4-loss Illinois. And that's going to be the argument, and the Big Ten is going to lose every single time.
We should let Brett Bielema decide that between Illinois and Arkansas. No one is more qualified.
I don't understand it. I don't get it from the commissioner. And maybe I'm crazy. Like, maybe I'm missing something. And I'd love for someone to tell me. Ross, I'd love for you to explain to me, because they're all on board with it. So I have to be missing something. But if you remove money from it, it feels like it only hurts Ohio State.
Yeah, my theory, and it would have been great to ask this to Ross Bjork or Ryan Day or Tony Petitti if he actually ever decides to grant an interview to anyone that's not tightly controlled. Which that's just foolish wishful thinking on my part. That's not going to happen.
Get him on Talking Tuesday.
I feel like Ohio State is just saving It's strength for another fight. It's keeping the powder dry to wait for a bigger slice of revenue, more flexibility, control over the scheduling in 2030. And it just doesn't make enough sense for them to be the one holdout to expansion of the college football playoff. If Ross Bjork and Ryan Day are looking at this and they see it as an inevitability and everyone else in the room is saying it's going to happen and this is the reason why, like, we can look at it and see what the quote-unquote unintended consequences are going to be. They're very obvious that the regular season is going to become next to meaningless, at least for Ohio State. They keep trying to make this case that that will allow teams to put more aggressively schedule non-conference games. But those games are going to be even less consequential.
Can I don't mean to interrupt you.
This is your show.
But
it used to say Talking Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't. We can't find the graphic. We'll get it back. I don't. That argument doesn't make any sense to me. The argument is, unless you expand the playoff, teams are going to cancel these series. And while I understand the argument to cancel the series, I don't understand the argument to say that if we don't go to 24 teams, they're going to cancel the series. Because guess what? The series were scheduled when we only had four teams. That makes no sense. You can't tell me that, hey, you know what? Unless there is more teams, these play teams aren't going to want to play the games. Well, Ohio State and Alabama scheduled when four teams made the playoff. Some of these football games are scheduled back in 2001. I'm convinced.
Yeah.
So the whole.
You seem stressed out about this.
I am, because it's like the foundation of the sport.
They are. This is, I think, the biggest threat to what makes college football great that has existed. And that may sound like hyperbole and doomsday talk. I'm telling you, going to 24 teams, the regular season is what has always made it great. You have to try and maintain that as much as possible. I honestly don't believe, and this is the thing that of all people to agree with, Greg Sankey is saying, well, we don't know. It's an unknown what's going to happen if you.
But okay, so building on that, maybe you can answer this for me.
I doubt it. I'll try.
First of all, I think, the playoffs change, seasons change.
Well, comfort doesn't, Adam. That's a great point. So you can call the Waterworks and Header Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for maintenance, installation, and repairs, or you can visit online at thewaterworks.com. The Waterworks and Header Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, they are proud sponsors of Ohio State Athletics.
That was not scripted. But
it's just so good.
But
didn't script any of this.
That's true. Clearly. Why is Greg Sankey, like, here's, I guess, the other part of the craziness. Why is Greg Sankey against it?
I think there's two reasons. One is ESPN. They do not want the rest of, if the playoff expands before that deal expires,
it would be a new negotiated contract.
And up for bid to let Fox get in the door. That's obviously also why Tony Petitti is in favor of it, to allow his partners to get in the door and air college football playoff games. And the second part of this is, which I found fascinating, when Tony Petitti and Greg Sankey were kind of sniping at each other publicly with their different proposals and their ideas, and they're the only two voices that matter in this, I feel like as the landscape has shifted here and the Big Ten has become the reigning national champions 3 years in a row in college football, I think Greg Sankey is looking at this of like how to protect the importance of SEC football. And one way that they seem to be going about that is by being the voice of the fan and say, we still want to protect these games during the regular. I know that that's going to make you even more irritated. But when you think about who is publicly speaking up and saying, we can't diminish the importance of the regular season, or we want you to play challenging games, that conversation is largely being driven by the SEC. And Greg Sankey has been able to turn and point the finger at Tony Petitti and say, this guy only cares about the broadcast partnerships. This guy's trying to make as much money as humanly possible and doesn't care about the fans. And that may or may not be the case, but that's at least the way that this narrative has been pushed, which is why, you know, Jed Fish was also, you know, quoted in this Pete Thamel story on Monday saying, we need media to cover this event like the SEC has down in Destin because our narrative is not being pushed. Like, that is, I think, the single biggest failure for what Tony Petitti is doing with the Big Ten right now.
I mean, just to be clear, you couldn't find a more, college football is our lives. Like, that's, you live it every single day. And I live in Columbus, Ohio, and I don't get it. So Tony Petitti, call me. Beat me if you want to reach me, because you talk about spreading the message. It's a Kim Possible reference.
Oh.
It's like, if I'm not getting it, then I feel like a lot of fans aren't getting it. And that can't be what you're looking for. And I keep hearing three arguments. One is you can't argue because it's money. It's the golden arrow, if you will. Shoots down any other argument. Two is
I think it is an argument. I mean, you have to explain how giving up something that the broadcast partners actually want, which is great ratings in Ohio State, games like Ohio State, Indiana, 6 months ago, in exchange for a complete unknown. I think number one versus number two, Ohio State, Indiana, probably is going to outdraw Ohio State against Virginia. Call me crazy. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't think that's a good trade for anyone.
I think you're exactly right. And again, at every turn, I don't get it. Listen.
Okay, so that was argument number one.
That was argument one. Argument two is the scheduling thing, which, again, my argument to anyone who says, well, they won't schedule the teams. We used to play in a world where lost one game, you were done. Yeah. That was it. Except for the 2007 season when everything went haywire. You lost one game any other year, you couldn't play for a national title. And teams still scheduled each other in the non-conference for these great showdown games.
Well, because they made money.
Back to number one. Number three, and I guess it's the argument of, like, more teams is more fun. It's not. Like, why do I want to watch Ohio State versus Virginia? The only world where that's fun for college football is an upset basis, and people in Columbus, Ohio don't want that. And Ohio State doesn't want that. And so, like what? Maybe we get a great opportunity to watch number 20 Texas A&M take on number 18 Michigan State. Mm. Boy, wow. So glad we could blow up the sport that we love. And I'm the guy, and there are receipts on this. I have long said that there is nothing you can do to college football to ruin the experience on a Saturday.
Oh, we'll see.
This is about the closest that we've gotten. I mean, you are on the edge, and it is, I mean, you go to 24 teams. Ohio State would have made, think about the last, 2014? What is it, 12 years?
Yeah.
Ohio State would have made every playoff. The Iowa game, doesn't matter. Buckeye fans probably love that. The Penn State, well, they made it that year when they got blocked. The Purdue game, doesn't matter. None of them matter. They make the playoff. And I guess that's great. If you're the Buckeyes, you're guaranteed in, but the road gets harder to a national title. So I guess there's your give and take. You're guaranteed a spot every year.
Yeah.
But the road gets tougher.
But then why play a regular season at all? Like Mario Cristobal said, the people that we're finding ourselves agreeing with, Greg Sankey and Mario Cristobal, I
can't do
the
this.
World
this has been the worst Talking Tuesday
upside
ever.
Upside down. I'm sorry.
You ruined my hair.
For television's Adam King that I ruined this week. Next week, we'll actually maybe talk about Ohio State football to get him back on track. And Virginia fans, we're not sorry at all for lumping you into this conversation.
If you're listening to this and you're a Virginia fan, I don't know what to tell you.
But thanks for your view.
That's right.
And your angry comment, which Adam King,
I read every
will
comment
read and respond to. So a little bit, we had questions,
and we got no answers.
Got no answers because we didn't get an invitation to something that apparently the Big Ten did want covered, but didn't actually ask the media to come cover. Doesn't make sense to me, but none of this does. He's Television's Adam King. I am merely Austin Ward. This has been a Talking Tuesday on the Beat, presented by the Waterworks. We'll be back again tomorrow. We'll see you then.